بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث رحمة الله عليه. His first peer was in Delhi and he had passed on. Hadisab had felt within himself that I still need to complete this whole path. Started off, but I haven't yet completed. Peer obviously is great and he's doing the greatest piece of work connecting me to Allah Ta'ala. But I still see a deficiency in me. That used to be concerning him, that I'm in the middle of the path, I haven't reached and my guide is gone. What do I do? So there used to be a saintly person in Jalalabad in those days. Qalandar Shah, that was his name. So this Qalandar Shah was a person who used to say Sahib-e-Huzuri. Sahib-e-Huzuri is one who sees Hazrat Nabi Sussam every day. In the dream perhaps, but he sees every day. Qalandar Shah had seen Haji Sahib Rahmatullah in a state of perturbedness. So perturbed. So on one such occasion he suggested to Haji Sahib, why don't you go to Lohari? Shayad aapki matlab ki baat aapko wahan par mil jaye. What you urging for, desirous of, you may just get it there. When he heard that, then he didn't wait for a moment and he's gone. Na kapre ka tikana, na jute ka kapra tikana. No proper shoes, no proper clothing, but the fire of completing, fire of reaching, usul, that was so intense, just left. In the meanwhile, Haji Sahib had seen a dream. In the dream he saw that he was being connected to Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was connecting him to Hazrat Miyadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was connecting, that I can't remember, but someone was connecting him to Hazrat Miyadi Sahib. And perhaps it was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that was connecting him. He saw this and he got perturbed. He doesn't know the person, and this Qalandar Shah had indicated and he went straight. When Miyaji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh saw Haji Sahib, so Miyaji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh says, aapko apne khwab ke upar itna aitmad hai, you have so much of trust on your dream. He saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he saw himself being connected to Miyaji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Miyaji Noor Muhammad Sahib. So anyway, Miyaji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh accepted him. Hafiz Zamin Sahib was Haji Sahib's peer by, and they had an arrangement that wherever you're going to go, I'm going to go same place. and others. Samin Sahib Rahmatullah got to know Hari Sahib went on Mereh Gaya and I didn't go. So he complained that wasn't this arrangement that wherever you're going to go, I'm going to go with you. So yes, but I just totally forgot. So anyway, on this trip, Hafiz Zamin Sahib had joined and then gone to Mihadi Sahib. He put his request, presented his request, that now I need to take Bayat. Mihadi Sahib did not accept him straight. So he remained there 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it was. After some time, then Mihadi Sahib asked him, Hafiz Zamin, aapka wahi irada hai? Is that your original intention still the same? He said, ji, irada to hi hai, baki dusri martaba darkhast pesh karne se adab maani hai. My intention is still not changed. But that adab stops me from asking for the second time. But otherwise, my intention is not changed at all. So that's why now you find a difference in the approach of Hafiz Zamin Sahib and Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi. Hadi Sahib was such, anybody comes and you will accept him. And Hafiz Zamin Sahib was a little of an effort. You won't get straight. See the difference. Hadi Sahib used to say, we don't know who's a lucky person, whether it's the murid or whether it's the sheikh. We don't know who's a lucky person. If, for example, the lucky person, fortunate person is the murid, he will take the sheikh into Jannah. But the sheikh, he's a lucky person, he'll take the murid. So we don't know where the luck lies, where the fortune, we don't know. So we just take anybody. Now this Qalandar Sahib was a very great buzurg. He was off to Medina Munawwara. And in those days, you were traveling on camels from Jeddah or from Makkah to Medina, Medina to Makkah, Makkah to Jeddah. So one of the camel drivers, Qalandar Sahib, had some disagreement, whatever, and he gave one shot. As he gave him the shot of this gift that he had, he should see Nabi Sallam every day, that just stopped. Every day he used to see, and now it just stopped. When he just stopped now, he's really worried now what happened. He went and asked this person for maaf. He realized later on that the person was a Sayyid, coming from Nabi Sallam's khandan. So he asked him for maaf. Still that thing is not opening. The person who's got that, he understands what he's missing. Now the one that didn't taste this thing here, what does he know? One that's tasted it, he knows, alright, I've been enjoying this privilege every day, and now that privilege is gone. See? In our language, to understand this, if you had a girlfriend and she was seeing you every day, And suddenly she stopped. How you feel? Can you sleep? Can't sleep, you can't think of anything. Mind is just shut, blocked off. I can't ask you, can you sleep? Because all of you are foristas. These are very good for Israel, right? But now, imagine what the person goes through then. She's blocked you off. No access. So anyway, I is in that state of anxiety, worry, and he won't just get to see her in the beast of Allah. In the meanwhile, someone saw that Qalandar Sahib in that state of ghabrat and worry. So he says to her, that Qalandar Sahib, see, near the Rose of Mubarak, some days on the week, you will find one black woman coming. Speak to her. So anyway, now he is anxious. Now he saw that black woman with shoddy clothing. He saw the black woman near the Rose of Mubarak. So as the black woman saw Qalandar Sahib, straight away she says, "Shuf hadha Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He saw the wisdom alive. This black woman showed. So what a maqam this person must be, the black woman. But what a status she must be. She's like perpetually seeing this. And she's showing her Qalandar Sahib. See. That veil is opened and she's seeing. See, by Allah Ta'ala, we don't know who's who. Who's this person here, who's that person, we don't know. We know of lineage and we know of outer achievements, right? Worldly pursuits and achievements, we know about them. But really, what is the status of the heart that only Allah knows? Where he features and how he features and how that person features, nobody knows. That is just known to Allah Ta'ala, this person, this is his maqam. Yeah, he didn't have to even speak to her, and she's addressing him. And it just opens out. The additional thing that we learn, that nobody must feel complacent of himself, and nobody must feel despondent. Don't feel complacent, don't feel despondent. Complacent, I think you're too much now, you don't need to do. Think too much of yourself. And despondent, that's shaitanic work. You know, me, I won't be able to make it. Hopeless thing with me. Yeah, we won't make it, Allah can make it. See, one king was overlooking his mansion. He's in the 100th floor. And as he's watching, he saw some person and he took a liking for him, not realizing it was Allah wala. So the king spoke to him from the top, some indications he had made. So the king says, "You may come up, I'd like to see you." So through indications he said, how are you going to make it from here, the 100th floor? So, whatever type of elevator they had then, how you have a pulley system, so he just lowered that elevator and in a few moments he was on top. Now the king is asking this man here, how do we get to Allah Ta'ala? So the saintly person says, you haven't realized, it is Allah Pak that will just elevate you, like how you elevated me. I couldn't have reached, right? You arrange for that pulley or the elevator and in a few moments I was there. So Allah Ta'ala just will, and that elevator will just elevate you. Okay? So our duty is to keep trying and keep crying. What? Trying and crying. in whichever way, broken way, whichever language, try, cry. You don't know which word, which tear Allah Pak will dislike. There mustn't be a moment in the month of Ramadan that is going in waste. Either udar ki baat, fight, argument, radio, WhatsApp, all that. Don't ever do that. Don't look at any news, don't argue, don't debate. It's such a opportunity. It's like a tree of pearls. And those pearls are just supposed to be plucked. You know, really, it's more virtuous than pearls. Pearls got a value, but this is even more valuable than pearls. Now these pearls come when you value every second, every moment, you value it. You're not neglecting anything. So you got a small moment, you got a bigger moment, you value it. Istighfar, crying to Allah Ta'ala. Whichever way you're turning to Allah Ta'ala. And you don't know, it may just be the lucky draw. But Allah Ta'ala is such. Whom قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى جَلِيسٌ. There are people, you sit near them, you never deprive. It's just, all that is required is turn, cry, ask. Whatever the state may be, don't worry about the state. Look at His glory, don't look at yourself. You can't reach. But His glory, His majesty, His love, His compassion, will overwhelm you, will take you over. So just look at that and see how it takes you. So don't look at your limitations and don't be too proud of yourself. Just humble yourself and try and reach for that elevator. And you don't know, maybe one person gets the elevator and all of us get stuck in. So just turn. From now, today is a Friday night, so even more try for that. Allah qabul kare.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka ash-shukru kullu, wa ilayka yarju al-amru kullu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayt ala nafsik, ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya dhal qu'atin, ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وتبارك وارحم واجزي وتحنن على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت وسلمت ورحمت وترحمت وباركت وتباركت وجزيت وتحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد في أول كلامنا وصلي على سيدنا مولانا محمد في أوسط كلامنا وصلي على سيدنا مولانا محمد في آخر كلامنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا رحيم فاعف عنا يا كريم رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم إن تغفر اللهم تغفر جما وأي عبد لك لا ألما إلهي عبدك العاصي قد دعاك مقرا بالذنوب وقد دعاك فإن تغفر فإنك أهل لذاك وإن تطرد فمن يرحم سواك وإن تطرد فمن يرحم سواك وإن تطرد فمن يرحم سواك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين. اللهم رضاك ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدي ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولائنا ولأصدقائنا ولمن حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولأمة صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية ودوام العافية والشكر على العافية. اللهم إنا نسألك تجعلنا من المسلمين الكاملين المتقين الصالحين المتواضعين الخاشعين القانتين الشاكرين المخلصين، ولا تجعلنا من الكفار والمهلكين الظالمين والمتكبرين، ولا من الذين ليس في قلوبهم إخلاص. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم اجعل قبورنا روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعلها حفرة من حفر النار. اللهم نجنا من النار. اللهم نجنا من النار. اللهم نجنا من النار. اللهم ادخل الجنة مع نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا تقبل منا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.